Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
Oh, sorry, Conan.
And Conan.
And I think it's fair to say that we're all fans of staying out of the government's indoctrination camps here on Free Talk Live. I think even...
I wish I could've.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think the indoctrination camp really had much effect on me because I was anti-authority and rebellious.
So was I.
And
but
they just weren't able to break it.
But I might have liked learning more stuff if I hadn't been forced to learn it.
That's true. In the 2 years after I graduated, before I started college, I learned more than I learned in the previous 13 years.
I believe it.
Of school.
Because you can make a choice.
Yeah.
Right?
The only reason I lasted as long as I did is because I'm just very competitive by nature, and I like to win. And I just, that's how I treated everything. Everything, every test was a contest, or the guy sitting next to me was my competitor, and I was trying to do better than him. But I had...
Well, whatever works, I guess.
It didn't work forever. I did end up, walking eventually. And
so that probably wouldn't work in a homeschooling environment because you wouldn't have the competition to even compete with.
Yeah, but if you think about... So I've been out of school for 20-plus years, and I haven't stopped learning. In fact, if anything, sure. I have taken what I learned in very, very young, you know, in private school and in homeschool, the how to learn, how to do research, mm-hmm. how to prepare myself to achieve results that I'm looking forward to, and I'm still doing all of that, and I haven't stopped learning by any stretch.
Awesome. Well, before we dig deep into this rabbit hole, let's go to the phones. We've got Gene, the Christian anarchist, calling. Gene, what's on your mind?
Hey guys, I wanted to talk about the YouTube video by a Dr. Erickson and another guy, I can't remember his name.
Bakersfield guys?
Yeah, the Bakersfield 2, I guess you could call them.
I don't know what either of you are referring to.
Yeah, so basically what it was, they did an interview with a local news media in the Los Angeles area, and it's about an hour-long interview where they talk about their experience in the emergency room in Los Angeles, which is one of the hotbed areas. And they talked about all these things like wearing masks and social distancing, and basically said the same thing that Sweden is saying. They come to the same conclusions as Sweden. And like I say, it was an hour-long interview by a local newspaper, or not, TV station. It was uploaded to YouTube on the local TV station's channel, and YouTube took it down, saying this video has been removed for violating YouTube's community guidelines.
Wow, so now, even a mainstream media piece got taken down by YouTube because it didn't toe the line.
And they didn't do anything except say what their experience was.
Wow.
And compare that to how things are going in different parts of the planet and use the statistics that are available to everybody,
yep.
The numbers that are available to everybody, plus their own personal experience. And now you can still find it on YouTube if you search for Dr. Erickson COVID-19 interview or something like that. So other people have reposted it.
It's very good. And the most telling part of that interview is the reporter. The entire time, he's like, "Well, who do you guys think you are? How can you possibly question Fauci?"
It's like, yeah, he wasn't
they're doctors.
They're authorities.
Exactly.
We saw this with the journalist that we met in Concord last week. Kept asking everyone, "Well, what about the virus? What about the statistics? What about the numbers? What about the deaths?" You know, they just are trained to ask those sorts of questions to make anyone who goes against the grain seemed like an immoral monster.
Now, how did that lady that was with the PBS represent you guys during that phase where they were doing?
I've never encountered anyone from the
PBS.
From the PBS.
Was it BBC?
We had BBC here.
BBC,
That report,
BBC
I don't think, has come out yet. They're working on some sort of a documentary piece, and I don't know for how long they're going to be working on it.
I would imagine.
I'm sure it'll be a hit piece.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think they intend to, you know, portray us in like a, look at these zany New Hampshire people. They're crazy. I think that's
As long as they get me in with my sign, that's the only.
Because she was on when I was talking, and she asked me a question about whether I thought that this was a valid response to this kind of a pandemic.
I loved your call, by the way. I mean, for listeners that aren't familiar, the night that lady was around, she was on the show briefly for like one segment, and Jean called in, and of course, she's been in, this BBC reporter's been in the midst of all of this COVID stuff. Like, she's been interviewing doctors, and she's been hearing all the propaganda, and she's been completely, you know, propagandized by this. And so here comes Jean, who works at a doctor's office and is actually like contrary to what she's been hearing this entire time. I thought your call was perfect while she was sitting here. Jean, was that an intentional thing that you were like, I want to talk to this lady, or did you just happen to call in?
It was just pure dumb luck, but it worked out well. And I brought up Sweden with her and told her that I thought that this lockdown is going to kill babies all across the world, which I do believe we're going to be seeing that very soon.
Through poverty, you mean.
They're going to starve to death, yeah.
Through poverty, nutrition. And there's going to be a lot of suicides. And so I'm saying, as old people, which I'm one of them, how do we feel if we get five more years of life, but the expense of that is four or five little children all around the planet? I don't feel very good about that.
I don't think she had anything to say to you, did she?
She didn't say much after that.
Sorry to hear that, Jean.
Jean, one question. When are you guys going to start producing TikTok videos?
I don't know that any of our girls are very much into dancing. So.
They're missing out. They're missing out. They're never going to get that hero status badge. Unless they,
well, we got two signs out in front of our office now that says heroes work here. You know, we didn't put them up. Some other people came and put them up.
They're at our hospital as well. All over the place.
Are they really heroes?
That's what they're being propagandized about. Yeah.
Oh, I think my wife is a hero.
Are they war heroes, Conan?
I deliver toilet paper. I'm a hero.
There you go.
Are you a war hero?
I am on the front lines of this battle, of this crisis.
Against the invisible enemy?
Waging war with the invisible enemy.
Well, if you can deliver toilet paper, you're the biggest hero out there.
And dog food.
Okay, Jean, thank you so much for the call. One of the cooler things that I encountered in the last few days was when I went to DoorDash and wanted to order from the Thirsty Owl, which is one of the bar restaurants we have here in Keene that takes cryptocurrency.
But not through DoorDash.
No. Well, you can buy a DoorDash gift card using Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash.
Doesn't give the owner of Thirsty Owl any crypto.
No. So, I mean, I didn't do that anyway. I just used a
card. You can call them and they'll deliver it.
Will they deliver
it? Yes.
Will they take crypto if they do that?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I did not know that.
What you got to do is you got to pay with the new thing from AnyPay, which I think we can talk about now, Energy City. It's NRGCTY.com. You go there, and you can actually remotely pay. So you have to get them to tell you what the total is, and then you can actually pull up Thirsty Owl. And this is true for Bangkok and Portsmouth and other cities where there's several AnyPay businesses. And you choose the business you want to pay to. You type in your own total, and you get the QR code. You pay it with your wallet. So you can do it all from the same phone, and it's super easy.
Now, does it sync with their AnyPay application?
Yeah.
It will tell them that they've received
So they have to go on their AnyPay, and they look at their payments list, and they'll see yours there.
Okay, that's really cool. Yeah. Okay, well, that's a valid alternative then. Mm-hmm. But anyway, they are delivering through DoorDash.
Right, and they do that too. They'll take
toilet paper and hand sanitizer.
That was amazing when you showed me that.
Yes, $1.50 per roll of toilet paper. And I got to imagine, it's probably terrible toilet paper, you know.
Whatever.
And $7.50 for a bottle of hand sanitizer made from, I think it was a brewery in Winchester.
Yeah, if you're ordering your toilet paper through DoorDash for $1.50 a roll, you probably don't care how bad it is.
No. We should tell co-host Chris Wade about this because God knows he needs more hand sanitizer. Like, hey, man, you can get Thirsty Owl to bring it directly to your door now.
Maybe. I mean, he hasn't left his... Well, I guess he said he has left his house to go and, like, do some takeout stuff, so there is that.
What do you think? Is everyone overreacting? 855-450-3733. Yes.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which is tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And you know, speaking of AnyPay, if you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash, well, now with AnyPay, you can earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. So you have a financial incentive now to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You make it happen, and you receive the rewards. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. The commissions are instant. There's none of this crap where you have to wait for weeks or months or whatever, or where you have to reach a certain threshold. There's none of that.
Somebody makes a purchase, ding, you get your commission.
Yeah, and you can't beat that. That's AnyPayInc.com. Get out there, get more businesses accepting cryptocurrency. And you can use, as you said, Energy City.
NRGCTY.com. It's important to spell it out because it's spelled weird.
Well, I would just say Energy City without the vowels.
Yeah, there you go. But Derek J was here over the weekend, and so Energy City, or rather AnyPay, is the ambassador program has seen an upgrade recently. They're now adding an email feature where it will, in addition to just sending you the commission into your wallet, because you don't know. When you look at your wallet, it's like, oh, there's a little bit there, there's a little bit coming in there. It's probably from AnyPay, but you don't really know where it came from.
Yeah.
So now you get an email as well. I'm sure you can opt out of them, but you can get the emails.
Or you can just send them to your spam folder or
whatever. Yeah, but it's nice to know. Like, oh, somebody bought something down at Corner News, and that's where this Bitcoin Cash came from. Or that's, you know, oh, somebody bought something at the restaurant, and that's where this Dash came from. So a little bit more of a granular, more detailed data, which is pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They're just always making things better over at AnyPay.
Well, let's go to the phones. We got Scott calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello? Hello, Scott.
Yeah. It appears he's gone. So anyway, thanks, Scott, for the call. Homeschooling. The government doesn't like it.
Nope, they never really have.
Well, they have their own schooling program that obviously they think is going to be better than any alternative possibilities. And the main argument these people always use is, but what about socializing?
That actually came up. Who did I hear make that argument recently? It came up on a recent discussion on one of our, I think it might have been like Vincent's show or something like that.
What schools did these people attend where they were encouraged to socialize? We weren't really allowed to have romantic partners at school. If you were, you weren't allowed to make that.
Socializing is more than being in a romantic
relationship. But I mean, you weren't allowed to sit and have a conversation in class or any of these other
things. Was still socializing at, like, the lunchroom, for instance.
Well, we had gym teachers walking around our lunchroom screaming at us if we talked too loud.
Too loud.
Yeah,
Were you shouting or whatever?
Well, you have to shout over the din of the high school cafeteria.
Yeah, one side of the room starts getting louder. You have to get louder in order to equalize. And then next thing you know, you have some buff PE teacher screaming at you.
Waiting outside of the classroom to go in. There's socializing that goes on there.
Well, yeah, for the span of 3 minutes, maybe.
Sure.
And to some kids, sadly, actually to a lot of kids, the whole socializing experiment is traumatizing.
It's a nightmare, yeah.
It's just the last thing they want to do.
School bullies and people making fun of people for wearing glasses or whatever.
And now with social media, they can't even get away with it when they leave school. Yeah, I mean, at least we had some respite whenever we were in school where we can get away from it.
All right, the suggestion is that this form of socializing is somehow beneficial when you're just forced to be with these people. Normally in social environments as an adult, you can choose to not go to a party. You can choose to not work at a certain workplace. You can choose to opt out of relationships that are, you know, abusive.
And you know, exactly. How many bullies have you encountered
in real life?
Well,
I mean
they exist.
I'm an activist.
They're usually working for the city somewhere.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in government.
Or they love the city and they want to do its bidding for them. I mean, we're seeing a lot of bullying with the people who are trying to opt out of this COVID crackdown. The woman, for instance, who was in the video, I don't know if you guys saw the video where the Concord police.
I did. It was fantastic.
They target some parents who are in a playground. Did you see this coming?
No.
But go to freekeen.com. It's one of the top stories there right now. But the parents had a video device that they recorded, and they called these cops out Like, they did not let them get away with the mean nastiness they were trying to get away with. They actually called these cops out.
Well, I would like to add that these cops are cowards. They are abject cowards. They ignore us, but they want to go pick on the solitary parents and their kids.
Right. They ignored us out at the protest with 400 people and ignored us when we only had 15 people.
Yeah. Why don't you come at us, officer, instead of this poor mother and her kid?
Well, I'd rather they leave us alone, too, but also leave these folks alone. But, yeah, you're right. It's clear that they're cowards. Two cops showed up. We actually haven't played the audio on Free Talk Live at this point. I think she says the S word toward the very end of the video, but the rest of it's clean. But I actually heard from the lady, one of the ladies in this video. So after I put the video up, she wrote to me saying that she didn't want her daughter at the very end included in the video. And so I actually took the video down. It already had 5,000 views. It's like, I wasn't going to argue with her. I mean, you know, she did a good job. So, all right, I recut the video, cropped the daughter out at the end and re-uploaded it. But she then sent me an email, says, would you like to do a follow-up story on the threats I've received and the hell I'm going through?
Oh, God.
So apparently Vincent says that now people are threatening to call CPS on her, Child Protective Services. There have been posts on some of our chat rooms here locally of some of the hate that this woman has received. Apparently she got elected to the school board at some point. So of course you've got this group of people who are like freaking out because, oh my God, this woman hates her children. That's why she doesn't obey the police and she shouldn't be on the school board, et cetera, et cetera.
She's endangering her children.
That's what they're saying. So I told her to send me whatever she wants to send me and I'll look at it.
Well, I mean, we're familiar with that. I mean, you especially. I think everyone who was at that protest, the large one at Concord that I couldn't make, was being hunted down by some lunatic and called manslaughterers.
Yeah. Now, that was a former listener of Free Talk Live who was accusing anyone who attended these protests of being manslaughterers. He's Dennis Goddard is his name. He used to be a big fan of this show, and he has since turned against all forms of civil disobedience-style activism, any kind of direct action like we do out here. He is a hater to the extreme.
So are a lot of libertarians.
Well, he claims to be a libertarian.
So. Yeah. Oh, he's still claiming to be a libertarian. Okay.
He claims to be.
I've noticed a lot of libertarians, a lot of the big L libertarians, do not like actual activism. Mm-hmm. They want you to go out there and get your little signatures, and they want to turn that into the state.
Good luck with that.
And they want to get on a podium, and they want to talk to people.
You can't get signatures now with this COVID stuff. It used to be that you could go out and stand in front of a grocery store or stand in front of City Hall or whatever and collect signatures. That's not going to work now. And I know that...
What if you attempted it?
Well, I mean, you could, but it's not going to work.
People aren't going to come talk to you. They're not going to want to even touch your pin.
Number one, they're not going to be there in the first place. And number two, those that are there are likely, what Conan says, not going to want to talk to you. So Daryl Perry, former co-host here on Free Talk Live, he actually has sent a letter to the Secretary of State here in New Hampshire asking them to waive the signature requirements. But they didn't sue the Secretary of State. So I suspect the answer is going to be no.
Well, the government does like people to jump through its hoops, and it does. Yeah. It does like keeping the Libertarian Party off the ballot whenever possible.
Yep. It's going to be a tough year for a Libertarian Party to get on the ballot in all 50 states. It's going to be real hard.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're attacked by a bear, a dog will throw himself into the mouth of a bear to save you. Dogs are dogs. They pour out their love onto you. Before long, you can't live without them. I have a chocolate cocker spaniel named Lady and a black mouth cur. He's about 120 pounds, and his name is Arlo. My little cocker, her coat's as soft as a stuffed animal. They're both real soft coats, and my dogs don't have any health problems because they're eating what they need to eat.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynovite is like pouring a multivitamin right onto their food.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
We'll be scooping our Dynovite onto the food, then squirting the liquor chops and the fish oil. They start salivating.
Dynovite is nutrition.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
It's a lot of responsibility owning a dog. I get my Dynovite at DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is welcoming another governor to the White House.
This time it's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. Now, while speaking at the White House, DeSantis says that Florida's death rate has been lower than most of the experts predicted.
Orlando had 50 people hospitalized in that whole area for COVID-19. I mean, people were predicting there were going to be hundreds of thousands hospitalized in Florida by this time.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is allowing his stay-at-home order to expire on Thursday. He says it's time for Texans to get back to work.
You get back to business, allow everybody to sell their goods at 25%. We know that's not good enough, but if we can do this and prove that we can do it for 2 weeks, then we can take the next step and open up at 50% capacity. And if we can continue to contain the spread, we can open up all the way, making sure we put safety first.
USA Radio News. The number of confirmed U.S. cases of the new coronavirus has topped 1 million, with more than 57,000 people dead. That's according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. Where's my stimulus check? The IRS is continuing to upgrade their payment tracker, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The IRS website Get My Payment Tool is working, the website making some big changes over the weekend. The IRS not releasing specifics, but saying that it should now be easier to get the status of a stimulus payment and add direct deposit information if you have to.
The IRS also saying that if you successfully entered your bank information on any day until Tuesday at noon Eastern, your payment date will be available beginning the following Saturday. If you miss a Tuesday deadline, you'll have to wait another week to get a payment date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes that allow anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's DIVIProject.org. Now, we want to talk about homeschooling, but before we do that, we need to get into the phones. We've got Larry calling from Indiana. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing now?
Doing great. What's on your mind?
Hey, listen, I was listening to you guys talk about the government and about government schools. Well, you're going to get your wish now, because here in Indiana, our kids are wandering the street destitute, and the Children's Bureau is overflowing, so I think you're going to get your wish with no more government schools, no more foundation of learning.
Well, there are still government schools. They're just operating online.
Yeah, they're still taxing me at 52% of my property tax.
They are kids are watching porn probably during the day. But one thing I call about to lighten things up a little bit, I've been watching these press conferences with Trump, right? Uh-huh. It looks like these female reporters, they get off, they have an orgasm when they talk to him or when they say his name. When they talk to him, they look like they are ringing and twisting and...
Are you sure you're not the one watching porn here?
No, I've watched porn before, but it's no big deal. But I'm saying, I'm just saying, these women, these news reporters, and even the reporters on the evening news, when they say Donald Trump, it looked like they wiggling and something or having an orgasm or something. When they mention his name and when they talk to him, it really happens. So I don't know what kind of phenomenon is going on in that case, but I did hear Al Sharpton make a comment, right? He's nothing but a leech, you know? He says the thing shouldn't open up because people might miss their check.
People might miss their what? Check.
Might miss their bonus check or whatever. Hey, I got work to do tonight. Yeah, I got a check to you guys. Right.
Thanks so much for the call. I have never seen that of female reporters. And I
haven't watched any of this stuff long enough to notice.
I thought everyone hated him. So
I suspect it would be revulsion if
exactly.
They had
so
any physical reaction.
So what
at
is
all.
The what is the opposite of an orgasm?
Revulsion?
Yeah. So I think you got that
cringing,
cringeworthy.
Yeah, it's like Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. The sound of his name. Oh, I can't even say his name. It's like. Yeah.
I've seen a couple of clips Vincent played on his show where Trump like it gets in a fight, basically, like a verbal argument with the mainstream media people. It is pretty entertaining. I mean, I got to hand it to him.
I'm gonna say, and I'm not defending the guy at all, except he is a troll.
Yeah.
And he's trolling the right people. he's so in this case, the enemy of my enemy
is my friend.
I enjoy it. I think it's very entertaining, and you can tell he's from... You know, he's been doing it for a long time.
I think it's entertaining, but I would rather he be entertaining off to the side and not in a position of authority.
But what's the difference? I mean, whether it's Hillary
Clinton. Well, if he's trolling people on Celebrity Apprentice or whatever, I don't care.
You're going to have somebody who's a thug in that position anyway.
Well, yeah, that's what I was getting at. I don't want anyone in that position.
At the very least, I'd rather be entertained when I watch the thug.
And in the case of the last guy, you had this very well-spoken black individual who was, you know, an academic.
And everybody respected him.
Exactly. And the whole time I'm listening to him, he's like listening to some professor talking down to me.
Yeah,
and that wasn't fun at all.
No.
So I mean, if you're gonna have a thug, which we're gonna have,
I don't want to.
Regardless of the side, at least have like WWE wrestling. You know,
that's what it's like. And he was actually on WWE.
Yeah, exactly. And he might even hire McMahon.
Vince McMahon.
I don't get the outrage. I don't get people like, oh, this is clown world. Vince McMahon's going to be an economic advisor. Vince McMahon's a multi-billionaire.
Exactly.
He
may know a thing or two about running a business.
Yeah.
Every businessman who's come into government has never done anything better or differently or whatever. It's like,
but they're mocking his credentials because, you know, he owns WWE. Yeah. It's the only entertainment company that's probably larger is going to be Harrah's.
Or
the NFL or something like that. But you wouldn't mock Trump for bringing in and the NFL isn't owned by
they're going to mock everybody that Trump brings in, so it doesn't matter.
That's true. Well, let's keep going. We've got Scott again calling from Florida. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, Aria, Ian, Conan. I guess I've been trying to make up for lost time. How are you?
Scott the Bigot. You're back.
Yes, Scott the Bigot. You know, I'd like to say that I'm very happy, Ian. Usually I'm miserable, but I'm very happy because I'll tell you why. I know in my heart that America's on borrowed time, that this whole rotten Zionist-occupied government will collapse soon.
This makes you happy?
Yes, because America's government is evil.
He wants a Nazi government to rise up in its place, because they'll be good.
You said that's right. Is Ian's characterization of your position accurate?
Yes, it is accurate. In other words, America today is controlled by international Jewish bankers like Lloyd Blankfein for Goldman Sachs.
And you want local white people to be doing it?
No, no. What I want is I want a national socialist government.
Now, what would you, you called about wanting national socialism last night? But what would your ideal national socialist white nationalist government do about transsexuals? That's what I'd like to know.
Transsexuals are, in my opinion, freaks.
That didn't answer my question, though. What would happen to them?
Transsexuals.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would happen to me under your government?
Oh, see, I wasn't going to tell them yet who you...
I don't know
if you're watching the video feeds at like twitch.freetalklive.com or dlive.freetalklive.com, but I'm definitely trans.
Yeah.
What would happen to me?
That's a good question. In other words, what you mean is trans, like separate bathrooms and all of that sort of, and all of that sort of thing.
No. I mean, what would my existence be like under your government?
Separated from other people.
In what manner? Like,
in a camp?
Yeah. Because I mean, the other Nazis tried that, and it was generally frowned upon.
Yeah. America is what it is. It's a sick country in a lot of things, in a lot of ways.
I think he's dodging your question, Arya.
No, I'm not. I'm not dodging it at all. She asked me, separated from the general population.
So in a cage, or like being able to live in their own city with each other?
Live in their own city with their own kind. That's what I mean.
What if I don't want to go live off in this segregated city? What if I want to live in the rest of the world? Like... a person.
You're giving me really hard. That is a difficult question.
Did you just admit to getting really hard? I don't think we can talk about that on the radio, Scott.
I didn't mean it that way. I said hard.
Yeah, I know
question.
You didn't.
I didn't mean it the other way. That's very. I'm going to answer your question. I really don't know how to handle that. All I do know is.
Well, I mean, that's the problem with these Nazi ideas. Is I mean, we're not. Imaginary people. We really exist. Hold on, Scott.
I
understand.
Have a plan.
It's easy to say, you know, well, these trans people, they'll go live in their own cities. They'll be segregated. But what if we don't want that? We're real people. We have wants, needs, and desires like everyone else. Why?
Go on.
No, you go ahead.
My plan, a more concrete plan, so I'm not double talking to you and your audience, is the powers that be. And to be honest with you, to spit it out, when I mean the powers be, I mean international Jewry. I'm talking about people like Steve Mnuchin, Lloyd Blankfein.
Scott, I hate to cut you off, but I do have to.
I don't hate it. You can do that.
Yeah.
He'll call again.
Give us a thought. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
Dean.
And Conan.
And let's keep going with the phones. We've got Clamoring on the line. Clamoring, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Aria. I just wanted to, I'm sure coronavirus topics have been talked to death, but on your last segment, you were talking about kind of the impacts of how the impact of the virus and all of the lockdown procedures have been on kids and families.
Yeah.
And I have a 4-year-old daughter. And it's been really, really tough. And I don't think that people are really understanding how serious that impact is on children and you know, and also families, you know.
Now, give us an example, because I mean, your daughter hasn't gone to like a government school or anything like that. So what's changed?
No, she hasn't. But she was in private school. She was in a Montessori school. And she's an extreme extrovert, as am I.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, she has been bouncing off the walls, which is just like, okay, whatever, you know, deal with your daughter or whatever. But, you know, she's having emotional impacts of it. And as another example, like one of her really close friends who's 5, just a year older than my daughter, she thinks that she's been kicked out of her school because she was bad.
Oh, wow.
And that her friends don't want to see her anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
And that her grandparents don't want to see her anymore, which, of course, none of that
is true,
but she's 5 years old. You know, she can't grasp. And no matter how much her parents tell her that's not true, you know, her reality is that she can't leave her house.
Yep.
You know what this is going to lead to? Be careful who you tell this to the authoritarians, because they're going to start, everyone's going to be getting Ritalin.
See, I'm thinking in other terms. You know, Greta Thunberg was terrorized into being the person she is by by a society that just constantly told her from the time she was first able to think
she was
going to
die,
that she was going to die, that this global warming was out to get her and it was going to kill her and everyone she loves. And now we have a generation of people who have that, plus COVID-19.
Yeah, Greta didn't even talk for a year or two. But, I mean, I'm talking about the kids that are bouncing off the walls, the ones that are not necessarily being fear-mongered to death. They just want to go out and play in the playground and play with other kids. And
well, and that segues really nicely into the next thing I wanted to comment on is my four-year-old daughter cannot stop talking about death. Now, I have never sheltered her from that topic, okay? We talk, you know, we're a homesteading family. We have chickens. We, you know, things die, and we don't shelter her from that at all. But and now she's asking me things like, can my imaginary friends die? Because she doesn't have any real friends she can see, right? Like, she only has imaginary friends. Mm. There's like 20 of them in my house at any given moment. But now
don't tell the governor.
Don't tell the authorities.
Right. And it's crazy because
I'm somewhat relieved to know that your four-year-old hasn't come up to you and said, I had to put imaginary friend number 13 at a timeout because she wasn't social distancing. So, I mean, that's good.
Well, question, how did you handle that question? How do imaginary friends, how do they go?
I reiterated the fact that everyone dies, and that's inevitable. However, because imaginary friends are imaginary,
They're forever.
Well, yeah, I didn't say forever, but, and it's funny, too, because when she,
I mean, you could have gone really dark and be like, well, one day you're going to kill your imaginary friends.
Then write a song about it.
She goes on walks with her dad, and the place that they go on walks, they have to get to the trails by going through two different cemeteries. So now she's got, like, she's seeing dead people in addition to her imaginary friends. So it's like, it's quite morbid, and not in a bad way. It's just like her brain is processing things.
Yeah.
And she's got coronavirus going in one ear and coming out of the other ear, like, every single day.
Not being terribly exposed to the state education apparatus and the media channels and all of this, I imagine her exposure to coronavirus news is substantially reduced in the first place, right?
Yeah, still, it's just me and her dad, basically.
Yeah, but there's nothing else happening, and that's more or less all there is to discuss in the world right now.
Yeah, and, I mean, that's her whole world. I mean, like, her toys are boring at this point. She's just like, what are my parents talking about? You know?
Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to mention was
before you go on to that third point, I mean, you really touched on something that's just super disturbing about this. And we've talked about before, like after 9/11, how the children that were born after 9/11 never got to experience the world before the TSA, before the Department of Homeland Security,
right,
before the fear of terrorism, before all these things that came about, the government crackdowns that came about as a result of 9/11. Now that same thing is true of this new batch of children. And, of course, a lot of people are obviously going to have sex and all this downtime, so there's going to be a baby explosion coming up pretty soon. So all these newborns are not going to know the world before Corona if this crap continues. And from what all of the indicators are, they intend to continue all this mask nonsense and all these rules and the social distancing until who knows how long. So this will be
their
world.
And they'll bring it back at the drop of a hat with the next virus,
if they let it go at all, which they may not.
And
so this is going to be their world.
They won't think anything about it. We'll be those crazy lunatics out there protesting at the Capitol.
Right?
Why are you? This is the fifth time this has happened. What's the big deal?
I do disagree with you, Ian, on one point. You're talking about a baby boom.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have way too many friends who are like getting divorces and separating stuff because they're, you know, in lockdown right now. And, you know, I work with survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse, and they're suddenly locked down with their abusers.
That's right.
So
that's a gigantic problem.
It's horrible. It, like, the stories that I'm hearing personally are just would knock you off your socks. You know, just terrible.
Yeah.
So people are not, they're only just like, you know,
They're only looking at this lockdown from the perspective of their own limited world and how it's impacting them. When they're not thinking about the fathers or mothers who can't see their kids, the kids who can't socialize, the kids who are inventing imaginary friends and wondering whether or not they're going to die.
Yeah.
They're not even considering the economy.
Well, they are, but they're waving it off.
If anything,
because life is better than all to them.
If anything, this proves how selfish some human beings are in this world, where they would, to save a very small percentage of the weakest link
out there.
Let's
be honest, to save themselves.
Yes, and to save themselves.
No, they don't care about the others. That's just the mask they wear so that they don't have to sound as narcissistic as they actually are.
Exactly, that's the excuse they use, but they would destroy the entire economy because of their own fear of death.
How much better are we to stand here saying everyone will have to die before I give up my freedom? They're saying everyone will have to die before I give up my life.
Yep.
How are we any better?
We're just different.
We're different, yes. but we also look at the stats. We're also looking at this.
They're looking at stats, too.
But the stats don't even mean anything. We don't have accurate numbers for anything.
Nope.
Our testing is not there. It never has been there. It's just maybe starting to ramp up with people being able with them being able to test for the virus. And that's not even, we have no clue like how many people have had it and gotten better. Like,
well, according to some news reports,
like,
it's like,
there it is. You should hit it twice if it's been. If you're ever not sure you're going to get it, you should hit it twice to dump out the full 6 seconds. So you may have missed it. Is what I'm saying. Because you didn't hit it twice.
Sorry. Okay.
Well, Clamoring, thanks for the call. I don't think it took 4 seconds to get out of
I don't
there.
Think it did, but if I'm ever not sure, I just hit it twice. Anyway.
Okay, I know that. I thought it would dump the whole 6 seconds if you hit it. Got to be hit twice. That's good to know.
Yeah.
So, anyway, the coronavirus.
She didn't mean to do it.
No, she didn't.
Call again, dirty mouth.
I was hoping we could get to her third point, too. It was interesting calls. So.
It definitely was.
And her point about her counterpoint to the baby boom idea is actually backed up by, you know, the experts. USA Today, I guess, ran a story about this just 4 days ago, where apparently they're saying the opposite may be true, because people are actually thinking about how bad things could be because they're afraid and they may not want to bring children into that world.
Remember the Great Depression?
I wasn't there.
Well, you had families who were sticking together. Mm-hmm. The divorce rate was very low. They weren't making babies.
Gotcha.
They weren't having sex. Period. Because
I do know some people who don't want to have kids because they don't want to bring them into this world. Well, that was true before COVID-19.
There's that argument as well.
855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.